Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Spook Jacobs. Batting second. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting third. The third baseman, Jim Finnegan. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zernial. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bill Wilson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jack Littrell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Astroth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Gray. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Johnny Gray. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The second baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ray Boone. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Delsing. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank House. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Gromek. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Steve Gromek. And now, play ball. Spook Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan hits a fly ball into left field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jacobs. The throw from House and he is out, Hatfield applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hatfield for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline takes first base on ball four. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain takes first base on ball four. Kaline moves to second. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Delsing for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle strikes out. Astroth drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Tuttle out. Two outs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littrell hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Spook Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jacobs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Grimek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimek hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-1 in the game. Keene hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Littrell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Tigers. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fain is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-1 in the game. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Finnegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Vallow trying to get to third. Hatfield throws to Boone who tags Vallow for the out. One out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-1 in the game. Zerniel hits a pop-up towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0-for-1 in the game. Delsing takes first base on ball 4. Boone moves to second. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. Tuttle takes first base on ball 4. Boone moves to third. Delsing moves to second. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-1 in the game. House hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Boone tags and scores. Del Singh tags and moves to third. One out. It's 3-0, Tigers. Steve Gramek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tuttle. The throw from Astroth and he is safe. Tuttle steals second. Steve Gramek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gramek is 0-1 in the game. Gramek takes first base on ball 4. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 0-2 in the game. Keane hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallo. Keane reaches second base with a double. Del Singh scores. Tuttle scores. Gramek moves to third. It's 5-0, Tigers. Charlie Bishop now pitching. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Hatfield takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Kaline hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gramek scores. Keane moves to third. Hatfield moves to second. It's 6-0, Tigers. Farris Fane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fane is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Fane hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a fly ball into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-1 in the game. Power hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littrell is 0-1 in the game. Littrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0-1 in the game. Astroth is hit by the pitch. Littrell moves to second. Don Bolweg pinch hits for Charlie Bishop. Don Bolweg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolweg hits a pop-up towards third. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Spook Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Jacobs hits a fly ball into left field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Spicer now pitching. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Del Singh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Littrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. House hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Gramek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gramek is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Gramek hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. House moves to third. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 1-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Keane hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. House scores. Gramek moves to third. It's 7-0, Tigers. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hatfield hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Vallow hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Vallow reaches second base with a double. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Finnegan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0-for-2 in the game. Zernial hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics 0. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Kaline hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-0, Tigers. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fain moves to second. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Delsing takes first base on ball 4. Fain moves to third. Boone moves to second. Lee Wheat now pitching. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tuttle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fain scores. Boone scores. Delsing moves to third. It's 10-0, Tigers. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. House hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 13-0, Tigers. Steve Grimek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Grimek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Littrell misplays the ball. That's an error on Littrell. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Keene hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Keene reaches second base with a double. Grimek moves to third. Bob Trice now pitching. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jacob scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Grimek scores. Keene moves to third. That run is unearned. One out. It's 14-0, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, 2 home runs, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Kaline hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 16-0, Tigers. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trice fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trice fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 16, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-2 in the game. Power hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Littrell strikes out. Two outs. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Astroth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 16, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hal Bevan now playing third base. Bill Stewart now playing left field. Jim Robertson now catching. Dick Krahoski now playing first base. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Delsing is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Littrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got four RBIs. House takes first base on ball 4. Steve Grimek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Grimek hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 16, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Trice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Spook Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jacobs hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Vallow hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. House settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Bevan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bevan hits a pop-up towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 16, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got three RBIs. Keene hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stewart. Keene reaches second base with a double. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hatfield strikes out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 4-for-4 in the game, with a single, 3 home runs, and a walk. He's got 6 RBIs. Kaline hits a pop-up towards short. Littrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-3 in the game. With 2 walks. Fain hits a pop-up towards third. Bevan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 16, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart strikes out. 1 out. Bill Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Howe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Littrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 16, and Kansas City Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.